The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
And good morning and welcome to the Gardener's Bench. We're here every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 on WRHI, AM 1340, FM 100.1, and worldwide on WRHI.com. And good morning, Mr. Rector.
Good morning, Mr. Crump. How are we doing today?
I'm doing extremely well today. I don't know why I'm doing so well today. I had a good day yesterday.
Yeah.
One of our first landscape customers back in 1980, 81, somewhere along there from Fort Mill, came by Friday, and we spent a couple hours reminiscing.
Wow, how good is that?
I don't know if you ever heard of Mike Davis or not.
Mike Davis?
Mike Davis Landscaping.
Okay.
He retired a couple years before we did.
Yeah.
He was a Charlotte mongrel. I mean, he was doing $50,000 landscapes on half-acre lots and trying to figure out where to put the plants. We didn't have that luxury. But anyway.
Well, that's good. In our business, I have a lot of friends that we met over the years. So I think that's probably true in any business, I guess. But especially in landscaping, you work together and
you're going to find out,
a common goal.
They're not true friends or more acquaintances.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah. I didn't say everyone was.
But if you run into them somewhere, they act like they're all friends. You just don't see them regularly.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
Back then, you didn't have time. I didn't have time to go see too many people.
Oh, no. You were in your little house over there.
We worked 6 days a week. Anyway, another beautiful morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
Had a little shower come through last night.
We did.
Nice. Yeah, I had just a baby, a little bit less than a quarter of an inch, but you could tell in the car it was some water come through. And it's always nice to get some natural rain for sure.
That guy on the Fox, Queen City News, or whatever they're calling it, I'm not real thrilled with him. But anyway, he swears we're going to have rain at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Well, I don't think so today, but I hope not.
He swore by
it this
morning.
We're having a soiree party at my house tonight, so I hope it's not.
A good party's never right.
That's right. I saw there was 11% chance of rain today. So
he's got this thing tracked from Kentucky, Tennessee, coming, going to come through here, going to last about 30 minutes.
Okay. Well, if it comes at 3, that's fine.
I didn't know they could do it that fine, but anyway.
I have a party at 7, so 3 o'clock can come through, be fine. And as long as the sun doesn't come out after that and it gets sticky, you know, that's kind of
I don't think it'll matter because it's supposed to come back later. I don't think it's supposed to be a real guzzler either. So, but anyway, it was a beautiful morning this morning in Rock Hill, South Carolina. The sun's not real bright, and he says it's going to be cloudy.
Yeah, cloudy. There's a little breeze. We're standing about there in the
back. Breeze is the key. Yeah, it keeps the humidity down.
But, and it looks like next week I heard that a little cold, the first cold front's coming through, so this may be a sign that summer's ending a little bit early.
They've been talking late 70s, man, in August.
Yeah, since it started early, so now we can maybe get done with it early. So
it's kind of a sign of what June did to us.
We talk about maybe a low of like upper 50s one morning, which
I remember.
Incredible.
Which
in August?
In August. Happened. I'm glad I didn't make any predictions for August when everybody was asking because I'd been dead wrong.
So I want you to know I've decreased our demographic age today for the show because I feel like there's a lot of people our age and up that listen. So my girls' golf team, we were at practice yesterday and they asked me, "You still doing that podcast?" I'm like, "Well, it's not a podcast. It's actually radio." So I have these young ladies hopefully listening to the radio this morning or online, WRHI.com, hopefully. And I'm going to give them a secret word sometime during the show so they can tell me, and then they get a special prize. So.
Okay, that's cool. Well, welcome to Northwestern Girls Golf Team.
Yeah, how about that?
That's sexist, so you need to do it for the boys.
Well, the boys will be there in the spring, so we'll see if they can find a radio station on the I don't know what kids.
I doubt they're doing
that. I don't know what kids listen to.
I doubt they're doing that.
They don't typically. When I was telling them 100.1 FM, they were looking at me like, FM, what is that?
Well, if you tell them, tell them 1340, they don't really know what AM radio is.
Well, we'll see if it happened or not. So,
Mr. Stone over there might remember they've been, I won't say who at this radio station, but it's the same young man, has telling me for 10 years that AM was dead and wasn't going to be around anymore.
Yeah, it was well, it's alive it's, and well in 2024.
It's alive and well, and even Congress is fighting for its survival.
How about that?
You know, those the car industry wanted to take AM radio out, and Congress said, no, 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 not so fast. And suddenly there was a big lobbying effort from broadcasters.
I got involved in that.
Exactly. It's still going on, but AM's still there.
How about that?
I think the AM's clear. Maybe it's my imagination.
You know, it doesn't. Obviously,
I can understand it better than I can.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't go as far.
Yeah.
For talk radio.
It doesn't go as far.
No.
It's still clear.
Well, it's more regulated.
Yeah.
Or it was. I don't know.
Yeah, it still is.
Well, that's alive and well in Rock Hill anyway, so.
Because Alan and Manning.
WRHI, go.
Alan and Manning had this station. Mm-hmm. And they bought the Lancaster station for the FM, and they had to sell the AM in Lancaster because they couldn't own two AM stations.
That's right, back in the day, that was the rule.
Oh, they had all kinds of rules. It was unbelievable. I mean, some of the slip-ups we've done in the past, you'd go to jail for.
Well, we're glad to be here on Saturday morning anyway.
Speaking of rain, I read something yesterday, the day before. Weather Service sent it to me. I used to get them all the time. I hadn't had one in years.
Look at you again.
Friday.
Special invitation from Weather Service.
The most rain in the Charlotte area was in Rock Hill, South Carolina.
What?
In 5 days, we had 11.73 inches.
Oh, wow.
And the most in one day was Thursday, was 7.58 inches.
Must have been around my house.
But Rock Hill, we didn't get that. They got it down towards Edgemore down that way.
Okay.
We only got about
go seven. Edgemore.
Okay, Mr.
Marshall Stone Tucker, we were just talking about them.
Is giving us the sign, so we'll be right back to the Gardens Beach.
This is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Make sure the air system in your home or business is free of dust, pollen, mold, and bacteria. This is Benny Etter. There has never been a better time to schedule complete cleaning and checkup. And if your heating and air system is over 10 years old, we can save you up to 40% on your energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for three decades.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, and we're back to the Gardener's Bench. been talking about the weather, which we have had some, and it is going to be cooler this week.
Yeah.
And they keep talking about all this rain, but I think that the biggest chance is 40%.
So, yeah.
So as Mr. Stone and I used to do in another era, the 60% chance it won't.
That's exactly right. You have to be in that 40%, wherever that is. So.
Mr. Jerry,
you can be in Rock Hill and not even.
That's right. Jerry Peterson was the weatherman here after he retired from Channel 9 in Charlotte.
The Thunder Boomers.
Thunder Boomers.
Yeah.
And he go on vacation four times a year. Mm-hmm. So they got he and Alan, Stephen and Alan got the bright idea of bringing in celebrity weathermen the weeks he's gone. Mm-hmm.
I wonder who one of them was.
Well,
right there in front of you, that guy right there.
Yeah.
With the glasses.
It was so much fun.
That would be, man. I'm jealous.
What's the forecast for rain this week? I said, well, it says 40% rain, so that means 60% it won't.
Yeah.
And he said, what's the weather today? I said, well, open the back door and the sun shines.
We made it real simple.
That's right.
You had point at the map and stuff?
No.
No, he just did on the radio.
They just did it at ad lib.
No, but you know, Jerry used to draw his own maps, remember?
Yeah.
And he would color code. I mean, it was a piece of art. I wish I still had some of those,
it was
you know, around.
I had one and I can't find it.
Oh, man. Yeah.
He was a talented man.
He was great.
He got fired at Channel 9 because he spit out chicken feathers one morning.
Yeah.
He said, I blew that one so I had to eat crow. And they fired him. Well, they'd fire him, but it made him retire.
Yeah.
But they let Harold Johnson do all that stuff.
But we were lucky enough he moved to Rock Hill, and then we can share his wealth of knowledge here.
Oh, he was a super fella.
A lot of fun. Yeah.
He was in there one day, and his son front coming in there, and he usually came out to say hello. He stayed in that first cubicle they were working, and he came out there to me, and he said, you got to see this. He lays all these maps out.
Yeah.
He spent 30 minutes explaining it to me, and I didn't understand the word.
No, he was good.
It's super.
Wish I'd have studied something like that. I think that'd be cool.
Well, you don't have to be right very often.
No, you don't, but I guess you'd have to move around a lot if you're going to be a weatherman. A lot of weathermen don't stay at one place 30 years, really. So.
That's true.
Not anymore. And I think it's probably money more than anything else now.
It's probably easier now to do the weather because everything's computerized and they tell you what's going to happen. Except sometimes on my phone it's wrong, too. So I got two weather apps on there, and they're not the same.
Never.
You can watch. That just shows you how unpredictable weather can be, too. So,
well, they do models.
It can change.
And everybody picks a different model.
Mm-hmm.
It's a crapshoot. Which one's going to be right?
And we missed Ernesto. If you're wondering where Ernesto went, it went north and just went over Bermuda. So evidently it was a 1 to 2.
They say it's going to hit.
Category. It's already hit Bermuda, I think.
It's going to hit Canada or something.
Oh, really?
Way up there.
Yeah, so it's way out there in the middle of the ocean. And evidently, Bermuda, the little island, is well equipped for stuff like that. So they don't have a problem.
Well, after thousands of years getting hammered by hurricanes, they ought to be.
I heard they get hit by nor'easters and hurricanes and all kind of stuff.
So. I don't feel real sorry for Puerto Rico because they could be ready for them and they're not.
Yeah.
That's because their political leadership
don't get ready.
Misuses his money.
Yeah,
anyway,
take some of the money. So
anyway, my grass is looking real good, but I got a feeling it's gonna start fading here.
You know, I don't know if it's the sun, a little bit shorter days or something. To me, it just you feel like fall is coming, but you can almost tell a difference in the way the grass is growing.
Uh-huh.
It grows a little bit slower. The color, like you say, stops looking real
bright.
Right
now, the color is real good for this time of year, but I can tell the little tinge.
Yeah, there's one more treatment to do on your zoysia grass, and you can also do it on fescue if you hadn't put a little bit of iron on there to keep that green. There's one more treatment on Bermuda. You can really sock it with some nitrogen, 20-0-25, and it'll get it really growing. You got the last couple of weeks of really Bermuda growth going into September. It's really going to put the brakes on. So, only grows about 4 months, 4.5 months. You get growth out of it. That's what's amazing about the sod farm that we can grow that much in
short period of time.
A third of the year, basically, and have the supply where you need it. So,
And Tommy, centipede is miraculously green.
We ordered some centipede the other day. I could not believe. I almost got it confused with Palisade Zoysia. It was
gorgeous.
And just looked so good. And
it's the first year that I remember that his centipede has looked better than my Zoysia.
Well, if you remember, you know why. Because it warmed up quick this year. And we didn't have that freeze
last year,
late April or whatever, that knocks centipede back a month and a half, and basically took it all summer to look good. So
he's got some fescue mixed in, just that ain't yielded it out, and he says the fescue's kept it up for the last couple of years.
Hang in there, girls, if you're listening. I hadn't done the word yet, so
and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench
with my old friend. Chance to share old memories and play our songs again.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
This is Benny Etter of AirTech Heating and Air. If your air conditioning and heating system is over 10 years old, call me at 327-7100 and we'll show you how you can save over 40% on your everyday home or business energy costs.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100, making weather better for 3 decades.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
There is a fine line between recklessness and courage. It's about time you understood which road to take. It's a fine line, and your decision makes a difference. Get it wrong, you'll be making a big mistake.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench.
Well, I've never heard that song.
I hadn't either.
Who is that?
It's Paul McCartney. You might remember that name.
Yeah. I remember the name, but I don't remember the
I've
song.
I've heard of him.
Yeah.
He was in a group, wasn't he?
He was in a group. He was
vaguely familiar.
Called the Beatles,
ago.
Maybe?
That's right.
Who are the Beatles?
There you go. See, these kids today, David, I don't know.
There you go. I bet some of them wear Beatles shirts to school and stuff.
I did not know who they
were.
They're
wearing the old stuff.
My niece is 34 years old and asked me who the Beatles were.
Sit her down.
Look them up.
Oh, this a few years ago. They didn't say that. Oh, that's the band Paul McCartney used to play with.
that's how they remember.
Wait a minute. The Beatles are known as the band Paul McCartney used to play with.
Now they are, yeah.
Is Ringo Starr still alive?
He's still with us. In fact, he's got a birthday coming up. He'll be 83, I think, next week.
How about that?
84. And he's still on the road.
Nice.
Really?
Playing a residency in Vegas.
He doesn't know any different, man.
That's it.
Enjoy it.
It's good cash. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just by being Ringo.
Yeah.
He gets out there, sings
Yellow
Submarine. You
just get paid for being David.
I hope I don't need that much cash when I'm 83, maybe. But if I could get it.
He don't need the cash.
No, he don't need it.
I think they just like the interaction and stuff.
He's
just like, and all that.
It's just like me. We close on June 10th, 2023. And 5 days a week, I've gone to the office.
Back to
in the
shack.
Morning, 8:30 to 12:30.
To comfort zone.
There's something to do.
To comfort zone.
And Rhonda's fussing at me this week for still doing it. And I said, yeah. You told me I couldn't watch Andy Griffith.
Got to watch him somewhere.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I switched to gun smoke now.
Good one.
And another month, we'll be fussing about that.
I want to say congratulations to all three Rock Hill teams last night. They all won at the Jamboree.
Yes, they
did. South Point, Rock Hill, Northwestern. And Northwestern pulled off a 15-14 win over Dutch Fort, state champion last year. So,
yeah.
Set them back down to Columbia.
That was a bit of coaching, too, last night by Paige Walford.
Two-point conversion.
And then ran the clock out. That was smart.
Yeah, you can be the hero doing that two-point conversion.
You can.
Or you can be the talk about radio.
I had a couple of football coaches over the years tell me you only do the two-point when it's absolutely necessary.
Yeah. Well, it was last night then, so. So they all start football games next week, so that's one
Friday
good.
Night.
I was just thinking about how the cool temperatures are nice, so that's good. That's going to help all these young men and their pads and helmets.
I forgot the dang Jamboree was last night.
Yep.
How did that happen?
Well, first of all, it's not a Jamboree. Let's get this straight, okay?
I call it Jamboree.
It's a kickoff.
And you're calling it wrong.
Football City USA kickoff.
That's right, the WRHI, Football City USA kickoff.
That's a mouthful.
Okay. I'm now 69 years old, and you expect me to remember all that?
I'm only a year behind you.
Talk about the Jamboree. Jamboree, remember, it used to be like, five or six games?
Oh, yeah.
It was Chester and York.
I remember when it was
teams,
one.
David's right. The season starts this Friday.
Yep. Northwestern plays up in Charlotte against Huff.
Yeah. They play it.
South Point plays at home.
I
don't remember who
Rock
it is.
Rock Hill's on the road.
They're not
Rock Hill goes to River Bluff.
That's right.
South Point's at home against, I can't remember.
They're not playing at Bank of America Stadium this year.
Not this year.
No.
Okay.
So District 3 Stadium on Cherry Road will be vacant this Friday.
That's right. One of the few times it'll be dark.
South Point has their own field,
yeah,
which I'm jealous of. I wish Northwestern had their own field. But
well, the story behind that, when South Point got that, all the other two schools were supposed to get their own
fields. Yeah.
And guess what? After South Point was finished,
the money
disappeared.
Yeah.
There was only so much money to go around.
There was over expenditure.
Well, it couldn't be three teams sharing a stadium for sure. So.
They did that for a while down in Columbia, remember? Yeah, those three schools down there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All sharing Harry Perone, I think it was.
Yeah, a lot of Thursday night games probably.
Yeah.
Maybe Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So. Well, the problem is Rock Hill in 2010 when Ben and Pat played. JV played here on Thursday night.
The
varsity played wherever. The next week it reversed.
Yep.
So you had at least one game every week. And that Bermuda, by the time it got to cold, is nothing but a mud pit.
And now it's good old AstroTurf.
Well, they put that same stuff the city put down in Manchester, and you can walk on it on the day, during the day, because it had rubber in it. It was so hot it'd burn your feet through your shoes.
That's different now, though, so they got it right.
It lasted 10 years, and they put the new stuff in, and everything they tell me about it now is awesome.
So go out this year and go see a football game.
Absolutely.
It's a good thing to do on a Friday night. It's a cheap entertainment and support these kids. And Rock Hill's
last night,
$10
for three
history.
Games?
$10,
come
yeah.
Come on.
For 20
That's
games.
Nuts.
Three
yeah.
games,
three
10
games.
Bucks.
Yep.
You're in.
It's not overly crowded anymore. A lot of people have other things to do, I guess, on Friday.
It was a good night.
But,
a great night.
Remember
night.
Back in the 90s, that place
would be packed.
Overflowed.
Elbow.
Over 10,000 people over there watching the game. So.
It was built for.
Come on out there and
five or six.
Get your Pepsi and a popcorn and sit there and watch it. I'm looking forward to it.
Huh. We've advertised or sponsored high school football for 35 years. Then I realized there wasn't anybody we knew there anymore.
Yeah. True. Still the same people. All right, ladies, I've got your word if you're still listening to the show. I'll say it again in the next segment, but the word is birdies.
Birdies.
Birdies, and that's what we want.
I knew a birdie.
Birdie is a one under par. It's a good thing. So we had practice yesterday on we had built a putting green at Northwestern with Carolina Fresh help in the school and our program paid for it, so we have a 30-by-30 putting green out there.
Domer didn't help you.
He did. Yeah, he helped put it in. So we between a tennis court and a baseball field, and we went out there yesterday. We've been going on Fridays and about 45 minutes to an hour and putting, and because that's a huge part of golf.
And birdie's the word, huh?
Birdie's the word. Birdies.
Birdies.
Okay, we got to close out real quick on this song. We'll be right back to the Gardener's Bench.
Are you tired of paying high energy bills trying to keep your home cool? This is Benny Etter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We have the right remedy. Replace your old worn-out heating and air system and start saving electricity and money immediately. Plus, your new unit will help clear your home of mildew, pollen, and dust that causes allergy discomfort.
No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call 327-7100.
Sod, sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us. CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. Have you noticed an unusually quiet backyard recently? Less singing and chirping coming from nearby trees? This doesn't mean your feathered friends have already migrated. Actually, most are undergoing their annual molt, which is the changing of feathers, and birds desire extra rest and solitude during this time. So make sure you continue to offer a source of healthy food with stocked bird feeders nearby. Get your seed at Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
And the world's all right with me. Just one look at you. And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
And we're back to the Gardener's Bench for our last little segment here on a beautiful Saturday morning. And I want to remind everybody to go out to the farmer's market down at the Fountain Park every Saturday morning. Starts probably by 8. They're probably out there before 8, but going all the way to about lunchtime.
There's, I think it's later this year. And maybe. There's some grumbling about it being so late.
We got to let people sleep in, man.
Tommy went a couple times and it didn't open till 9 one Saturday.
But there's coffee and snacks and all kind of stuff down there too. And just a pretty place to walk around, if even if you don't need any vegetables. But how could you pass up by a good old mater and go home?
Well,
get you a mater about as big as the size of the bread and just cut thing off.
You're going to have to.
Put Duke's mayonnaise on there.
The few of us left that do bigger gardens, they're getting on there.
Yeah, they're coming on it down. Now, my garden has took off. My tomato plants are still sitting there with blooms and little maters, so I'm hoping that maybe by Halloween I'll have some tomatoes.
I don't know what we did this year. We hadn't had a garden in 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
The deer were eating. Yeah. So my cousin and neighbor was feeding them, so mm-hmm. he had about 100 up there in the back pastures. Well, they come down and visit and just kind of riddle things. So. Mm-hmm. But he put up fences and all that, electric fences. And
that's hard to keep them out.
We're done. Is this it?
Keep on rolling, boy.
Keep on rolling.
Yeah. Well, we're open 8 to 2 today. Carolina Fresh, come on out. And I'll let Steve close the show.
Close the show. We'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.